on this wonderful feast, the solemnity of the coronation of our Blessed Mother in heaven, the liturgy gifts us with the beautiful words from the Book of Wisdom, the Book of Ecclesiasticus, which I will reread because they are more than any human being can possibly come up with. It is the Blessed Mother who speaks these words. I came out of the mouth of the Most High, the firstborn before all creatures. I dwelt in the highest places, and my throne is in a pillar of a cloud. I have stood in all the earth and in every people, and in every nation I have had the chief rule. And by my power I have trodden under my feet the hearts of all, the high and the low. He that hearkeneth to me shall not be confounded, and they that work by me shall not sin. They that explain me shall have life everlasting. And these words we listen to very often with the many Masses of the Blessed Mother, including the Mass of the Immaculate Heart, which is the Mass for Our Lady of Fatima. And, of course, Mary is the highest creature created by God. There is none higher. And some people would say, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is not a creature. He's God. He is a creator. He took on a human nature from her human nature, but he is still God. He is not a creature. Of course, people think creatures as anything that has life, but no. All things that are created are creatures, including these pieces of paper, this wooden pulpit, this microphone, whatever. Those are creatures. But they're also living creatures. And the highest of them all is the Blessed Mother. And by her very nature, especially after her life on earth and her assumption, body and soul, into heaven, she is crowned as a queen of the universe, queen of heaven and earth, queen of all that exists, queen of all creatures. And that, of course, is what universe means, all that exists. And so today the Church, in this rite, honors her most wonderfully. As we celebrate these sacred mysteries, in this diocese also we pray for four young men who are being ordained to the priesthood today. And we pray that they may be truly servants of our Lord Jesus Christ and of his Mother. He that hearkeneth to me shall not be confounded, shall not be confused, shall not fall into heresy, shall not fall into an immoral way of life. And we've seen too much of this already, especially in the last 60 years. And they that work by me shall not sin. If we are united to the Blessed Mother, by force, we are united to her Son. And we cannot be united to her or her Son and sin. It's impossible. And then, of course, for them who will be preaching the Word of God and teaching the dogmas of the faith, of the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith, they that explain me shall have life everlasting. And of course, we have our own deacon here today who will be preaching for the rest of his life, hopefully, as first a deacon and then a priest and then whatever else God wants him to do. He that explain me shall have life everlasting. Always I was told, as a seminarian, from the time I was 13 to my ordination, always be united to Mary. And in every Mass, and if possible in every sermon, try to remember the Blessed Mother. They that explain me shall have life everlasting. You cannot live the Catholic life, any of the virtues of the Catholic life that comes to us from Christ and the Holy Spirit through her, the mediatrix of all graces, unless you are united to her. Mary is not an extra ornament on the Christmas tree of life. She is part of the trunk with Jesus Christ, her Lord and God, our Lord and God. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.